Thanks, small hands.
And small penis. Fuck you, dude. Dirty ass.
Damn, he's dirty now, dude.
Yeah, the
salty McSalted Steel. Salt Bay back here.
Scoreboard.
Get the fuck out of here with that scoreboard shit.
Scoreboard.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Not Your Average Nerds. I'm your host, Rudy Vella, and with me as always, minus one,
is me, Juan Guerra.
And the only man in this room who fucking plays right into the rules, Cole Westerhoff. What's up, ladies?
Into the rules with other boys.
Bro, you guys keep shitting on me, but I'm the GOAT, dog.
Guess what?
Y'all keep hating on me, but
don't drag me into this shit with Juan.
I am Michael Jordan, bro.
Brother, you haven't beat me at one video game yet.
Bro,
sit down.
Let's go. You know I almost said the word too. I'm serious right there.
And he just... Guess what? You just lost in front of me again.
No, I did, bro. You know.
Yeah, you
don't,
did lose.
Don't play that squirrely shit, dude.
You did lose.
Shut that in
saying,
your mouth, bro.
I'm just
No,
saying.
You heard him say 30, bro. Don't play that shit.
All I'm saying is
don't
talk shit about
this.
Somebody that wasn't even talking shit, bro. You dragged me
What pictures
this.
You post, bro? You
dragged
yourself...
I didn't post anything. I didn't post anything. I got pictures of you crying like a baby, though.
Whatever,
bro.
Oh, take a picture of him laying out, like, about to tell him all of his dirty private secrets.
Oh, therapist's office right now.
His deepest, darkest secrets.
Anyways, as you can tell, some video games were played. A couple people are heated in here.
No, I know I won.
Bro.
Dude. Just be a bitch about it.
54. What was it, 54 to 38?
54 to 30!
Oh my god.
Fuck that shit.
5432?
Anyways, Juan and Cole were playing video games when I got here, so I walked into this bullshit.
No, you walked into somebody winning.
Then I walked into somebody losing.
Yeah. Juan's punk ass.
No, bro.
Man, it's like a dick, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
Alright, so... Where the fuck do we even go from there?
I know where to go.
How's our week?
I know where to go.
To another game? You trying to play again?
Hey, so we are later.
Go ahead, man. Somebody fucking. All right,
I'll start.
So two little whack ass boys just keep on crying.
All right, so about our week or whatever, right? It's pretty much the same week, but we have a little differences in each, you know, I guess each other's. But so Comic-Con happened, Michigan
well,
City.
Let's just talk.
Shut
about,
up,
like,
fool.
Besides
I'll
that,
my
we'll
week.
Talk about Comic-Con together.
Well, I mean, that was my week, though.
You didn't do anything else.
He lost in Madden. He lost it, man. All right, your week sucked, bro. I got this. So I finished my Fate series, y'all. It was pretty good. I started a new series. I don't know what it's called, but it's an older anime from, like, 1998. Like, The Wanderer. It's about a samurai.
Sounds like all the ones we told you to start.
Bro, suck a dick, dog. You gonna keep... Bro, you're going to get checked every time you come on this court, dog.
That's
what
I'm saying. You're going to get checked in real life, right? You ain't scaring nobody with your little insults, all right?
Watch out, dog.
I'm way better at it than you, all right? That's
watch
why
out,
you
dog.
Right
watch
now.
Out, dog. It's my week. It's my week.
I'll step on you worse than you step on your dog every day,
also,
all right?
I also started playing The Witcher. The Witcher 3. Recorded
that's a good
that.
Game.
Yeah, man. About 3 episodes in.
Yeah, you ain't good at it.
Bro, oh my god.
wait, you're streaming it?
Dollar, bro. You keep interrupting my week, bro.
Oh, really?
I'm over it. My week's over.
Have you been streaming it? Have you been streaming the game?
No shit, bro. I've been streaming everything I play. Except that whack-ass Madden game. Keep eating your animal crackers, bro. How's your week? Huh?
Oh my god. I didn't take as many L's as you, I'll tell
oh
you.
Oh my god, I take no L's today, bro. I take any L's. For real, I didn't take no L's.
Oh my god.
Run it, bro.
Run what, man?
Yeah, run that ass back, dog. Bring that ass here, boy. Tear that shit up. I'll sew your ass up and give you a new ass.
That's the only way you're gonna get that ass, alright?
Say, bring that ass here, boy. What the?
This dude's salty.
Man, if they haven't turned this shit off yet.
Oh, God.
All right, daily poll. Juan's a punk ass when it comes to Madden. Yes or yes. We all know where it's going to go. It's going to land on yes. It's okay.
As you can tell from now, you know who lost the game.
Right.
The
no, I there fucking
some,
won. Dude, you
were
here.
There were some talks about... ending the game at a time. I don't know what was agreed on.
30 points.
Yeah, but then I also remember you saying, that's not a game.
We had to record. 30 points was fine. We were going to play to the half, and I was beating his ass anyway.
I was winning at half.
Bro, suck a dick.
See, so I don't know who won, who lost. I don't know. But they're complaining about it. Yeah, my week was just work and finding a laptop and random other shit like that. Just a lot of hanging out and relaxing, so it was a good week. Now, all of us, sans Jake, because he's not here, we can all talk about probably the biggest thing that happened to us this weekend, which was...
I would have liked to have talked to Jake about his scenario afterwards. Let's not bring it up.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that. But,
bazookas.
But, yeah, so last week, Friday, for those of you that listen to the show, you already knew that we had a panel at our in Detroit at Michigan Comic Con at the Cobo Center. And for those of you who had the time to join us, we live streamed it actually. And
your phone died.
We're,
phone died.
Yeah, they didn't catch all of it, but we got the audio and everything, and that'll be up before this one. So we're actually gonna have two episodes tomorrow. You're gonna have our live stream from the Cobo Center and this one. So if you have time, check out both of them. And but yeah, Cobo Center was a good time, and
we rocked that shit too. I mean,
yeah, the panel went really good. I know I personally was worried because the event ended at 7, which we didn't know, and our panel was at 9:30. So I was concerned that not too many people would stay and hang out afterwards.
Actually, nobody.
Yeah,
that was the concern.
Yeah, so we were like, well, we got free tickets. We got to hang out.
Yeah, we're trying to justify everything.
We met a celebrity. Right. We got to do a bunch of stuff. So we were just trying to have a good, like a good time leading up to it. But ended up being a really good time. Met some great people and everything. And if you're listening right now, thanks for checking out the channel.
Shout out to like the 3,100 people that listened to our last
episode.
That too. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, so
shout out to all you bitches.
Yeah, that's how we started off our drive, actually. We got some snacks, had to drive back to Cole's house.
We drove back to the car, wasn't there, drove to my house, grabbed my wallet.
I didn't get McDonald's.
Yeah, wanted to get his McDonald's. But then on the way out there, we checked and we were, in less than 24 hours, we were past 3,000 plays on our episode from last Thursday. So that was awesome. For those of you that took the time to listen and check us out and everything, we really appreciate it, and yeah, hope you all are enjoying the channel.
Shout out!
Alright, anybody want to talk about the con first?
Hell yeah! Me first. Anyway, so like, I listened to the last episode, try to get some notes or whatever. I wanted to hear what we were talking about last episode, because a lot of times I just forget what we're talking about at all. You know what I mean? I don't remember half of the shit that we talk about. I say it and then I just like forget about it. I don't think about it again. But we talked about whether or not Star Trek was dying out as far as like fans go. And we said that we didn't really see it at cons usually. And we did happen to see two Trekkies. At least I remember two Trekkies.
That's a lot more than that. One in the elevators.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I remember... Well, the unfair advantage, though, because Ray Park was there. So, of course, you're going to have Star Wars fans there. So you won't have... I think it would outweigh the amount of Star Trek people that were there. So it's kind of like an unfair advantage to kind of judge the
thing. But the Star Trek girl was there, too. Aurora.
Oh, you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but... I mean, Darth Maul's cooler.
What are you talking about, bro? That's the first interracial kiss on national television.
Yeah, it's true.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Fuck
40
Darth
years
Maul.
Ago. 40 years ago.
Breaking down walls. I mean, Star Trek broke down walls.
So that's one of the things we talked about, and I just wanted to... How many people did you see as Trekkies?
I thought 4 or 5.
Okay. And how many people did you see dressed up as Star Wars characters?
Like 1 or 2, honestly. I didn't see a lot of Star Wars
Well,
people.
I remember Kylo...
Oh,
because I said that
Kylo.
He was shredded. He had an 8-pack. And then I remember seeing...
the girl you just stepped on.
Oh, yeah.
You stepped on her head. She's like...
We were in the elevator.
That's abuse.
And there were, all four of us were in the elevator, and this lady came in dressed in as a... Who was she dressed as?
It was a Jedi. I forgot her name, but...
Yeah,
she had a big headpiece.
Yeah,
I was waiting for the Me, Jake, and Cole got into the elevator,
and this lady came in dressed as a Jedi, huge headdress piece that had a flowing, like... bridal thing all the way down to her dress, like past her dress, and we were about to step off the elevator, and she took a step, and I thought I was clear. I didn't look down at my feet. I just walked. I took a step, and I caught all of her dress, and her head whipped back like shit was gonna fall off. Oh my god, I was so embarrassed. It was one of the most embarrassing things ever.
Cause I was so funny.
And Cole was like, "What'd you say? You said something. You fucking bust me out on dude." Like, whoa, man.
I don't know what I said, but I was pretty harsh.
And I was like, "Dude," so I was just all embarrassed.
She didn't really respond. Yeah. After.
She just said, "Oh, that's fine. Don't worry about it." And she walked away, but that was pretty funny.
Oh shit.
Another thing that we had said, which is funny, last episode is that we were gonna wing it, and I think that's what we did. Is like we kind of winged the hell out of this thing. Like I don't think any of us expected, and you know what happened to happen. Like when we first got there,
no.
We got up to go talk to get our what we thought were badges, you know, media passes or badges or something for us to go talk. And we got wristbands, like we were going into like a fucking club or something.
Yeah, dude, fucking tulip time wristbands.
I mean, even the Holland Con is like busting out the badges and stuff. And I was like, really, this place is huge.
They told us that they didn't have enough.
Yeah, they gave them all out. So like that was like at first we were like, man, that's gonna like
whack.
How are they gonna know who we are, bro? Like that was like a first issue. But like all the shirts, all of us wearing our shirts together. Actually worked in our favor. Like everybody seen that was like, oh, well, what do you do or what's that, or you know, like. And then that kid wanted us to take a picture with him. I thought that was really cool. Most of our con experiences are pretty much the same, so I mean, if you guys got something, just jump in, you know what I mean. So then we could just play off of it, because I don't want to tell all of our story.
No, I guess mine just played out meeting some pretty cool people. So I got to meet and hang out and have a conversation with Ty Templeton, and he was the artist for Batman animated series, the cartoon book and everything. The comic book based off the cartoon, and I had him sign my issue 1, which that was pretty cool. And then he's working on the Moon Knight series right now, and I had him sign a issue of 194, I think it was, of Moon Knight. So it was pretty cool just talking to him about a lot of different things, and hearing his like input on different topics. There was another guy out there talking to him, and we were all just kind of listening in on whatever he was talking about. So that was a lot of fun. That was really cool to meet him. There were a lot of very talented artists out there. One of them, I brought the stuff, but I left it in the car.
Too far away.
It is. I'll give him a shout out next time, and I wanted to post on the page anything, a link to his page, but he does some really good artwork, and I bought a Metroid print of Samus, and it was only $10, but it's really well done. Like, the artwork is really sweet. And then he has this, like, his own version of the Turtles, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, that he wrote a book about, and it was like Old Man Raph, and it's about Raphael living in this like post-apocalyptic world with he's trying to like take care of Casey Jones and April O'Neil's daughter, and she's named after a Renaissance female artist, and it just looks really cool. Like his artwork is just really
that cover
cool.
Art is mm-hmm. kind of sad. That cover art, yeah, the cover art that he's got.
It's based off of Days of Future Past, the famous X-Men storyline.
What is it, and the book called?
I just said, I can't remember the title.
Who are you listening, Cole?
No, I can show you afterwards, though, because it's in my car, like I said. I just haven't, I don't have time to go grab it. But we'll have some links up to some of his artwork and everything. He's a really cool guy. And, other than that, hit up some pinball with Juan. Bought some random goodies.
I scored him.
Hmm? on a separate game.
Okay, see, he changed the rules, right?
It was a completely different game. Yeah, I was like, my score was better.
I had millions higher than you.
Oh, my God.
I mean, doesn't matter what pinball.
Oh, my God, dude. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Why do people play video games with this guy?
Because they want to beat me. They want to shut me up, and they can't, you know.
No, because you keep changing the fucking rules, bro.
He's got big ego because he's got small hands,
alright? That's all right? What it is. Ego. It's huge. What? It's so hard to stroke my ego with these hands.
You got a small ego, too?
No, it's huge, you know what I mean? Like, it's hard to get my hands around it.
Oh, my God.
Get it? Alright.
But, yeah, no, so I scored some pretty cool stuff out there. Like I said, that poster, the few comics and everything. I got Scotty Young's image series, I Hate Fairyland. I got the original version, which is Fuck Fairyland. And then I also got the I Hate Fairyland special edition one of it, which that was pretty cool. Got those really cheap, actually. And then I got this really cool Volt 111 pin from Fallout.
Oh, yeah.
And that was actually pretty cool. So I was at a stand. There was a guy there. And I was just waiting patiently to go up to the pin board, because for those of you that don't know, I collect pins. I just like pins, and like the enamel pins. And some buttons, too, but they gotta be, like, really cool. But I just like collecting enamel pins, and I was waiting because I saw they had some Fallout ones, and then they had some, they had a few old-school X-Men ones. That I kind of wanted the Wolverine, and then just the random the X-Men logo from Cyclops' uniform. But I got up there, and I went up and asked the guy, I was like, hey, do you have any more of the Volt 111 pins? Because there was only one on the board. And he was like, oh, no, whatever you see up there, that's all I got. So if you want to grab it, that's cool. So I was like, all right. And I walked back up, and then the group that was originally there moved on, and there was a woman there with a... She was in a wheelchair being pushed by a gentleman, and she was kind of looking in that general area, so I kind of waited, and then...
You were like, no.
Well, no, and then I was already sitting there for a while, so I was like, I kind of want to get going, so I stopped, and I said, so before I grab anything, I just wanted to ask, are you interested in the Volt 111 pin? And she was like, huh? And I said, I saw you kind of in that general area. I said, that's the last one, I don't want to take it if you were... gonna grab it. I said, I know you were kind of sitting back too, and I was like, I know you need more room, so you're waiting for everybody to be gone. So I was like, if that's one that you were looking at, I want you to have it. I was like, I don't want to take it. And she just smiled, and she was like, no, that's all yours. She was like, we were just looking at some of the ones over here. I was like, alright, cool. So I said, thanks. I grabbed it, and I walked up to the guy, and he was just like, that was really nice of you. He said, you know, you didn't have to do that, right? And I was like, I know it's probably difficult to, like, squeeze in there and actually look at stuff, so she probably misses out on stuff that she wants. And so he just kind of smiled at me, and I was like, how much are these again? And he's like, give me a buck. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah. He's like, that was really cool. You don't see that. And he said, just give me a dollar. And he's like, we're good. So I gave him a dollar, and then when I, he was like, here's the back to it. And when I went to go put the thing on it, it had a $10 price tag on it. So I was like, that's pretty cool. Like, sick. Just shows that it pays off to be a decent human being. Like,
nice people, guys finish first, bro.
Like, people actually still care about that kind of shit. So that was pretty cool. I mean, and that's why I like cons. Like, you don't run into too many, like, assholes or anything. And there was an older couple there that reminded me of Grandpa. The dude reminded me of Grandpa
the guy
and Dad.
With long hair?
Yeah, that dude, like, he took up a lot of my time. But he was just talking about movies and... all this shit, but he was really cool.
It's like, you want to smoke some pot?
Yeah, he looked like Tommy Chong, like, homeboy. But, then I scored some Alice Cooper goodies and shit. I scored some Alice Cooper goodies for my friend and everything, so that was pretty fun. But that was, like, my standalone highlights, I guess.
I met the Goosebumps artist. That was cool. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to go back to get his picture and stuff. We never did.
Yeah.
Busy, dude. Just, like, that whole place was busy. I did want to go back. Talking to him was really cool.
Yeah, he was awesome.
He was legit. Like, I thought he was... Like, I told him that it's, like, a huge part of my childhood. I got a couple Goosebumps books here. I think I got, like, I don't know, maybe 20 or so. I was collecting them for a while. Dude, they're hard to find. Like, now, like, as far as, like, collections go, they I want to say they get up into the hundreds now. Like if you buy a whole collection, it's a couple $100. But yeah, if you go to thrift stores and stuff, I don't know if you guys read Goosebumps or if you guys watched the TV show or whatever. Did you? You never?
I read them, but I never. Okay. I mean, I only read a few of them. I was more about that series of unfortunate events back in the day.
Oh, the thing with Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Oh, I never seen that. I actually wanted to see that. The books were good. Yeah, I always wanted to check.
Yeah, no, I heard they were really good, but they didn't stand up compared to Goosebumps.
I don't know about that. Arnold Stein, baby. That's like the kids' version of Stephen King.
I don't know.
What else did I do there that you guys didn't do?
Hey, wait, real quick. You want to watch some, like, really weird shit? Fucking Arnold Stein put out another, what was it, The Haunting Hour? Or that Netflix series.
Oh, the adult version?
Yeah, it was, like, more adult themed.
Yeah, I don't remember why.
It was Arnold Stein. Yo, there's an episode about this fucking goat creature that lives in
the walls.
Watch that. It is so creepy. Like, the way they shot it, the way the thing interacts with the kid and, like, all the characters in it. I don't know. Like, I remember we all watched that, and were we drinking that night? Or
Might have been drinking.
Something, but something just, like, threw me off about it. Like, I was legit, like, creeped out. I was like, ugh.
Arnold Stein, like, freaked
his fuck
guy
that
out.
Thing.
Yeah, it was weird. But how the hell did it get in your walls? It's got hooves.
It's
like,
got hooves.
How did it get in there?
All I know is that thing was, like, I don't know, it was, like, freaky.
It was.
But, I don't know. So, yeah, Arnold Stein's still that guy.
Still got it, bro. Goosebumps 2 is coming out. Just so you guys know. I don't know if
still
you guys know
that.
That
fucking movie.
You haven't seen the first one?
Yeah,
it was all right, bro. It was all right.
I mean, personally, I'm a little Jack blacked out.
Oh, my gosh. Shut up.
I am.
Dude, I mean,
what was the last movie
right.
you saw with him?
Right.
They're all the fucking same.
Whatever.
He dances around. He fucking sings. He does the flute with his hands.
Yep.
Get the fuck out of here.
He didn't do that in Tropic Thunder, bro.
Yeah, Tropic Thunder was a classic, dog.
Yeah.
Just came out 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Saw that shit.
Just came out 10 years ago.
But yeah, no, what
shit
else
holds up,
what
bro.
What else did I do? Oh, I got some swag. Yeah, I got a free, like, hoverboard by this guy, because I wanted to see.
I'm talking about you.
Hey, bro. It's in here. I mean, obviously.
Where is it?
It's right there.
You ain't got to post it up nowhere.
I got no room, bro. I'll
put it up by Marty.
You mean through Marty? Yeah, that'd be tight. Maybe I will. Anyways, so one of the biggest things that I was looking forward to at the con was to see Leah Thompson. For those of you that don't know, that's Marty McFly's mom in the movie, and she wasn't there until Saturday. But this guy had stopped us because we were looking at these boards, and he came up like, you know, a salesman.
And he said, "No, bro. You leave her alone."
He came up like a salesman. He said, "Whoosh!" She just like fucking appeared there.
Bro, his
side guy.
His side guy was the smoothest criminal I've ever seen.
Right.
Bro. Dude comes up, he's like, "Yo, what's up, man? My name's Bryson."
He goes, "Yeah, that's these boards are dope."
Yeah, these are cool.
And he goes, and he starts talking about him. He's like, "Yeah, me and him bought one."
Yeah.
He goes, I don't know this guy. I've never met this guy in my life. But anyway, I was like, man, this is like one of those things from like Red Dead Redemption where you walk up to the cart and the guy's like, "I got all these potions." And the dude tries them out. "Oh, yeah, it works." That's what it was. And then
Paul McCartney and
Michael Jackson and shit. Yeah. Oh, super strength.
He
I guess.
Say.
But yeah, so he was like, "Hey, so what are you guys up to?" And then we told him about the podcast and that we wanted to see Leah Thompson, but we weren't going to be here. We were only there for Friday. He's like, "Oh, man, that's too bad." Well, because they were, well, like, his friend was like, "If you guys, all three of you guys get one, it'll just be 30 apiece."
Yeah.
And because originally they're like $40 or something like that.
Yep.
And then he's like, "Well, it'll be 30 if you guys all get one." And then his boy, the guy, was just like, "Here, man, take it." And he's like, "Just give me a shout out on Instagram or whatever." And it's called Hover Matters. And we gave him a shout out and they liked it and all that stuff. But yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah.
I was like, free swag. What else did we get for free there?
I got the poster for being that guy in the arm wrestling contest.
Oh, yeah, so tell that.
Bro, because I fucking won that shit, but nobody wants to believe me in that.
Hey,
I won, right?
Yeah. Cole won. Yeah, for everybody that's
everybody's
listening.
Like, the guy even told me that he won.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, those, like, I actually talked to the guy.
Fuck the
after
haters.
You guys left. So, the guy, we spoke about it and everything. He was, what's his name?
Kyler Klodfelter.
Yeah.
He's dope,
Kyler.
Though. His art was pretty sweet.
No, yeah, his artwork
his
is amazing.
His explanation of how he does his art, too, was pretty
tight. Yeah, that's,
was
pretty,
tight.
That's pretty deep.
Go check out the YouTube.
Yeah, we have a whole
video
based on it. But yeah, Kyler, I went back and spoke with him and everything, and he was like, yeah, your buddies were hanging out here for a while. And that's when I was out kind of shopping and trying to get some stuff and handing out business cards and everything. But yeah, we spoke, and I was like, because I was just messing around, I said, so did he actually beat you? And he's like, yeah. He was like, I wasn't expecting him to hold me, like, in place the way he was. And he was like, I remember at the end, I gave it, like, the last that I had. And he was like, and he stopped it right at the end and just slammed me back.
Well, that's when you said, roll your, if you watch the video, you can hear Juan say, roll your wrist. I was like, all right. So right then, I went and brought it over. And people
were
like,
yeah, you touch, bro, you touch. A lot of people, once you're, like, about to go down, if you, like, change the direction, they think you smack something. Yeah. They think you hit. So then, and that's the thing. I mean, when you're arm wrestling, you never see people like pin it and hold it down and everything. It's because you're so damn tired that when you think you're done, you're done. And that's the thing. Like he thought he got you, and then you just like slammed him way over.
Brought that.
So
that extra juice.
Yo, fuck Matt though. He's like, yo, put that up as a daily poll. Fuck you, bro. He's like, I'm like, okay, you didn't hear any noise. The look on Kyler's face after. That's a loss, bro. That's an L.
Yeah, you were having that face like the whole time when we started.
Whatever, bro. But his prints were like 80, 90 yeah. bucks. But they were like, they're really well
done. Dude, they're
done.
Good.
Yeah, they're no, good. They're definitely
this kid's worth gonna it. Go. Like, I honestly think this kid's gonna go somewhere.
Is he from Michigan?
Yeah, he's from like around Detroit.
Okay. Yeah. See, like when I was watching, when we first walked up to him. And he was freehanding that, he was drawing.
He-Man.
Yeah, the He-Man. Somebody gave it to him and wanted him to draw it.
Yeah, he just, like, this dude brought pictures up. He's like, yo, can you draw this for me, like, a scene? And, like, he just drew this huge
He-Man scene. It's crazy, man. What the fuck is it called?
Like, two Memorial sheets out of, like, a sketchbook. Mm-hmm. He just, like...
Yeah, no, I saw that. I saw he had a, he had some, like, photo reference of a...
mural, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, mural. Yeah. I saw he had
it's Beast, the guy who changes his head
on there and everything. It's
like, shooting like different things he could shoot out of his eye or something.
And then his mom asked him, have you ever drawn that before? And he's like, no. Yeah. I just, you know.
Yeah,
just...
it looked cool as hell though. That dude's impressive.
But I got, you know, talking to him, I asked him, I was like, yo, so are you going to be able to go see Gary Conway, who's down, he's like opposite side of him on another aisle? He's like, no, because I'm going to be here the whole time. And, Kyler really likes Spider-Man. He had a Spider-Man tattoo on his wrist, and I had Spider-Man socks on, and Spider-Man's one of my all-time favorites, so. For him giving me that $80 piece, I went and bought another signed autographed one and gave it to him. And that was pretty cool and felt good afterwards.
I bet he loved it.
Yeah.
I wasn't right there. I was on the side.
Oh, yeah, we got on
sneaking.
The,
yeah, I was sneaking and shit.
But that was a lot of fun, man, meeting him. Another artist I was really into, and I wish I would have bought his book, Atlas Origins, was Dave Schwartz.
Yeah.
That dude's art was crazy cool. We all picked up that preview copy.
Yeah, I read it. It's like, Famine and Fate.
I'll hit that Kickstarter up with some money, bro. Like, that art and
Feast
that
or
shit,
Famine. Feast that, or Famine, dog.
Dude, for an independent comic, dude, that's pretty well done, man. Honestly.
I love the artwork. And I love the character design, too. They have the classic, like, spacesuit and everything.
Yeah.
And then, Juan, that gun, look at the little blaster they have. That is the gun that I wanted to use for a short. Remember I told you I wanted an old school blaster? That's the one that I wanted. Like, that same look, yeah.
I was going to just say, the characters in this book are based off of Nikola Tesla and Albert Einstein, but they changed their names up or whatever.
That's cool.
I will be picking up Atlas Origins. It's his original project. It's like a superhero mythological book, but yeah, man.
And all these artists that we're talking about and everything on this episode, we'll have links up to their pages soon. But it's kind of nice to wind down a little bit after all that. I know I was up until fucking. When was the last time I sent you guys a picture from Walgreens? It was like 3:45.
Yeah.
What? We're
on Thursday.
On Thursday night.
Oh, on Thursday?
Yeah, I sent.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because
yeah.
I wanted to make sure we had enough business cards, so I made these little ones.
I'm sleeping,
if you sent that shit. I was up super late, and I know we all put a lot of time into this, and so it was nice to kind of relax with friends and family and everything, people that we care about, and wind down after this. So,
I
posted all that shit out there. I've been trying to do whatever I can, and after that con, I feel so inspired after seeing all those people. It's like, if you're not putting your best out, why fucking do it? You know, I mean,
I'm not going to, if I'm going to play any game, I'm going to stream that shit or, you know, whatever I can do to get us that one more like or whatever, man, you know.
I just mean because we haven't shared their pages too much.
I did.
So. Which ones?
I did on all, most of them.
Most of them.
On the YouTube videos I did with all the
interviews. Oh, yeah, no, I mean that. I mean like their page.
A few of them. Okay. One person I do want to talk about that I did not get in the YouTube videos was Ryan Tanavar. He had that free comic out of
Wonderland. Oh, yeah.
It was like Alice in Wonderland and Spirited Away.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty amazing. I liked the art of it. It reminded me of like when I was younger, like cartoons from Cartoon Network, you know, like Chowder.
Oh, okay.
And like Adventure Time and stuff. It kind of had that feel to it. But the concept of Alice in Wonderland and Spirited Away is pretty cool. And that the girl is from Detroit. And it's free comic, man. So
both those guys were cool. Him and his artist buddy.
Yeah, and his artist buddy, his comic was, oh shit, it was like the Pizza Nebulizer or something. It was like a vampire with a guitar.
Was it Mr. Pizza or something like that? Or Mr. Pizza Nebulizer?
Something like Miss. It was a girl.
I don't remember.
But his shit was dope. Yeah. We met a lot of cool people.
Shit, remember.
Stuff that I picked up, I didn't pick up that much stuff. The one thing I picked up and kept myself was a Batman Who Laughs San Diego Comic-Con exclusive.
Yeah,
that, one of 2000.
Mm-hmm, that's a nice little statue.
I did break that out of the box. I put that up, man. That thing's heavy, dude. It's heavy. But the detail in that shit, man, I was so happy. I was like, smile. I was cheesing the whole time I was looking at that shit. And it has on the bottom, it's like the 1,200 of 2000. So I kept the box just in case if I do want to sell it. Like, I should, like, cut the tape.
This too. Reseal it.
Just to be able to reseal that shit.
Everybody heard.
That's fine. I don't care. I'm not doing nothing to it.
So I found that dude's name. I was looking for it. His name's Eric Whalen. That's the guy with the Ninja Turtles and everything.
Okay. Samus
thing. Yeah, and the Samus print. Yeah, those original prints that he had of the Turtles. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God. Like, he I like his prices on them because they're still fair for original artwork. But, like, they're still... He knows that they're worth something. But you're definitely getting a deal. Like, it's sick. His artwork is amazing.
I kind of regret not getting one of those prints from that guy. It was, like, 3D.
Yeah, the two for 30 holographic ones. After we left, I was like, fuck, I never asked anybody if they wanted to go in on
one.
Because I really wanted that Midoriya and All Might. God, that thing was sick.
A lot of them were. Yeah,
and then the Trunks and Frieza.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was badass.
There was a lot of them that were badass. Even the One Punch Man, where he was like normal and then he turned, you know, all hyped up. We also didn't get a, what was that thing called? Mystery box, right?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We all were going to pitch in and grab a mystery box and then do an unboxing of it. But we just ran out of time. Yeah.
We did the Smash Bros. Tournament.
Yep.
I still have footage from that I need to go through, and, I mean, that's not going to be that
I'm cool. So pissed off about that tournament.
Yeah, that shit sucked. So me and Juan, I had hopes that we would, like, handle some people. And I'm not going to lie, we actually did pretty... That second round...
Was better.
We did decent. So we played against these two guys... And God, it was the smartest play, but it was such bullshit. They played the heaviest characters, and all they did was they jumped up and dropped down. And they were so big, and like we were on the smallest levels that we couldn't hide. Like, there was no getting away from them. And they were King Koopa and...
Bowser.
No.
One of them was Bowser.
Oh, yeah,
it
Bowser.
It was that penguin guy.
Yeah, Bowser and...
The penguin with the hammer.
Didi.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah, Bowser and Didi. And they're just massive. And me and Juan were, I was
at first time I was,
and he was Mac.
Yeah,
little Mac.
Yeah.
And normally, like, we can handle our own and shit, but...
I was giving them them hands.
God damn, it was so hard, because, like, if we're, like, trying to move on one person, all the other dudes... And the shitty thing is, they could dive sideways. I didn't know people could do that shit.
Can they?
You don't remember Didi was coming in sideways?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
I just remember losing.
Yeah, but... God, we had them up to, like, close to 400%.
Dude, I thought they were... There was a few times where I thought they were gone. Like,
yeah, and then they come out of nowhere.
And then they just, like, come down, and I was like, what the fuck? And we'd be, like, at 150.
And they were just,
one hit, and it'd be done. And I was like, man, this is so fucking... It was so annoying.
So, I personally think we, if it came down to percentage-wise, we beat them twice over. But they were just, they were so big that they would just float. They would not leave the level, and it was shitty. But, yeah, it was fun. It was a fun experience and everything. It's just...
Cole and Jake actually won their second fight.
Mm-hmm. We did, yeah. Change up our teams a little bit. I think the Big Link and Tiny Link was our best go.
Yeah.
And actually, we played off you guys, too, because Jake and I kept running into each other, and you guys were spread out doing the 1v1, and, I mean, I can take those guys, at least. I could have took any of those guys on 1v1, mm-hmm. so... we changed up there. But then, like, it was kind of bullshit, though, because we ended up facing each other anyways. And
well, I think that we had to face each other because they knew that... Well, I think when we told them, hey, we gotta dip, I think that's why he put us against each other, just so we can eliminate each other, I guess. But yeah, we had to leave early. We had to cut it off soon. I think it was supposed to start at 7 o'clock or 7:30. Was it 7 o'clock?
I think 7 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, 7 o'clock, but it got pushed to, like, 8 o'clock.
And we could have spent more time downstairs, too. Like, yeah. We were there at 7 o'clock, yeah. Like, ready to go.
Well, the con ended at 7 anyway, so it would have been done by the time we came up.
Still, though.
Yeah. So then we played, we decided to get in that tournament, but it didn't start until 8, so we kind of just were playing around with each other. And I didn't even know that Wii U had a Smash 4. I thought that was Brawl for some reason, and then, you know, they were like, oh, yeah, no, this is Smash 4. So then when we started playing that, we got into it.
Pretty sweet.
We had to leave. Dude, it's a sweet game.
Yeah.
It's really cool. But then we had to leave for our panel, and then we were all like, man, what's the point of leaving for this panel? Nobody's going to come. And we kind of like hung out with everybody at the tournament, and we're making like friends there, giving away cards. And,
yeah, everybody there was like cool as fuck. Everybody was like really fun to hang out with, and I liked how they did it too. They sat us in funny enough, it was kind of like trying to set up an actual, like, fight card. Like, they were right. Like, okay, well, here's the, we're gonna have a little fighter meeting, so they put us all at this table, and they were, like, going over the rules and going over what we wanted to do, and then they were like, yeah, at that point, they were like, yeah, mingle and get to know each other, so that was fun. I used that time to figure out who people were playing with. Shitty thing is, we didn't get to talk to the guys that we played against.
Yeah.
But it was really fun that they did shit like that, where they were like, okay, well, we're going to have everybody meet up over here. We're going to talk about what's going on. And so that was a lot of fun.
What was I going to say? Oh, also with the panel, when we were I think it was before we went to go play Smash, we were going out to check the panel rooms, and there was this group of girls handing out suckers to everybody.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, you should come to our panel. And we were like, what time does your panel start? And it was like 8 to 10 or something. It was like a long time. And then we were like, oh, well, we got a panel at 9. And then I just thought we were screwed. At that point, yeah. I was like, man, we lost everybody.
Yeah.
This handing out suckers. This chick's there. I don't know who's going to come to our panel, dude. Hot. Right?
Shut up, man. What? Spider-Gwen, bro?
Spider-Gwen.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
I know Jake was in love with Spider-Gwen. Yeah, Spider-Gwen.
Oh, we fell in love with the same girl that night. You know? That's what I'm talking about. That girl's still haunting my dreams, yeah.
Spider-Gwen, though. Yeah.
He said that 80-year-old.
I didn't see Spider-Gwen.
Oh, dude, yeah, you did. All right, anyway, Spider-Gwen, yeah, no. We thought we were cooked. You know, they had a better variety of people, I feel like, at their panel.
Yeah, and they just had... Everybody was talking to them. It was crazy.
They were talking to everybody. They had this whole candy routine.
Yeah, but they didn't take pictures with anybody.
They were luring people in with candy. Like, yes. You're not allowed to do that shit anymore.
So then I just assumed that was end of it. And I was like, man, why'd we even... Like, when we were sitting in the panel room, nobody was there yet. Because it was, like, 30 minutes before we started. And I was like, man, in my head, I'm thinking, man, we could have been at the tournament still, getting it in, you know, recording that. So this is going to be a bust. And then that's when a couple people trickled in, then more people trickled in, and then more and more.
I'm not going to lie, I was pretty happy because I remember I was like, I'm going to go out there and try to get people. You know, we're like, why? I'm glad I did, because there were a handful of people that were outside just walking around trying to figure out what to do that were in there and ended up being some of like the people who interacted the most. So
that's cool.
That was really cool.
Also, yeah. Obviously, I would hope that you guys... A lot of people, I'm assuming, that listen to us don't follow our Facebook page yet.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they don't know that...
Get on that shit.
Well, yeah. Maybe you don't know that we met...
No, wait.
What?
So, I was actually going to use this time. So, So yeah, at that point of the night, we got to the panel. It was a great time. And we also met a celebrity. And that didn't happen at the con, which was really cool. It was, the con had way too expensive money, and we just wanted to go out and get food elsewhere, so we didn't pay almost $4 for a fucking Faygo.
$4 for Faygo.
Rock and Rye, baby. It ain't that good.
$6 for a slice of Jet's pizza. Yeah.
So we went elsewhere, and we ended up meeting somebody. And if you want to figure out who that was and hear how the panel went, take some time to listen to our episode that was prior to this one, which is our panel.
Yeah, you ain't gonna get shit here. How about that?
But no, I will tell you this. It's definitely worth it. It was a lot of fun. It was really great to hang out with everybody. And I think it's worth a listen. I mean, like we said, we only had an hour, so it's a shorter episode. But it was a lot of fun. It was really cool. And we kind of, like, I guess, reach into, like, talking about who we are more. Because we were kind of explaining it to those people. It was just a really cool, like, almost intimate setting with just a small little audience. So yeah,
that's right. That's
a lot of fun. So if you wanted to go through and listen about the actual panel, well, listen to the actual panel, go back one episode and check us out there. And, yeah, it was a really good time meeting the person that we did. So I think you had fun hearing about it.
It wasn't J-Lo.
You stupid! That's a dollar. Hey,
dollar.
I mean,
Short. Bro, where's your boy at on Instagram, dog? I'm trying to follow him, and all I can find is like his artwork, but he's not tagged in it.
I don't know.
That sucks. Cause he's got a Kickstarter. Damn, this looks sweet.
I'm sorry. Spirit Drifters. Did you guys not hear the
what? The mess up? Yes.
Yeah. I'm trying to help out Eric though. He's got a Kickstarter for.
We'll do that. Yeah, we'll do that afterwards.
Help us first. How about that?
We're recording right now.
How about help us first, bro?
We're recording right now. We'll share that like crazy. Hurry up. We'll spread it like AIDS. All right. So as you heard,
that was duct tape on your chair. I'm like, yo, you paid that much money for duct tape?
Yeah. As you heard, that was our intro song. Yeah. No, so Juan messed up a little bit and played the intro song, and then you heard the, like maybe you recognize it, maybe it's the recognizable fight.
Yeah, that's recognizable. You heard
so
it.
That means that we're starting another sequence of Nerd versus Nerd.
Get with it,
for those of you that don't know, this is where we go head to head, Nerd versus Nerd, one or two of us. We choose a topic and we argue it, whether it's something that either of us want to or not. I mean, you might not even agree with what you're arguing, it's just you have to.
And it's probably, it could be shit.
Yeah.
We can Facebook Live it.
We can? Act,
huh?
You want me to Facebook Live it?
It depends on who it is, but yeah, sure.
No, that's gonna...
That's extra?
It's extra for nothing.
It's extra.
it's too extra for three people to listen, and then no, might as well do it how we're doing it. So
up.
Yeah, we'll argue something, and then from there it goes on to you picking who won, and that leads to us taking the loss and taking a shot.
Give me that name.
So without further ado,
Joel's name's in there too. So
no, I swear, I can't wait for Joel to. Joel and Jake, dude, that'd be funny.
They should just have to do it because Jake missed it.
That's all we're putting in.
Oh, there we go, man.
So here we go. the first name. Cole?
Fuck. Yes!
Juan, yes!
I'm officially what?
No!
3-0?
And Juan. fuck you!
I'm 3-0, right?
Huh? Yeah, we got a draw. One of those, that's as bullshit as your Madden win.
Oh
right?
God.
Thank you! Thank you! You're shit, bro!
Yeah, Juan
you're
is shit.
Shit.
I'm scared. Why? I got the most L's.
Yeah, the most L's.
Yeah, the most W's up your ass.
Here we go.
Why dicks?
Here we go.
Alright, so here we go. We're going to start spinning our real wheel.
Our real big wheel.
God damn it,
Ryan. Wait, I gotta set up the wheel.
Wheel.
I gotta set the wheel up.
Spin God damn
it.
Wheel.
Can I set it up? There, here you go.
Or you gotta turn that shit on.
That wheel.
Oh, dude, I don't want to do
this. Oh, my God. What the fuck is this bullshit you're
nah,
having?
Redo it. Hey, man, no, fuck that.
Bro.
Fuck that. Yeah, I ain't doing
I'm
that.
I'm sorry, bro.
I'll let you win. Go ahead. I'll take a shot, bro.
Why do you even add that?
That's so stupid, bro.
You can't add shit without telling
us. Who asked you to add that?
Bro, nobody asked me to do
it. Okay, take it off.
That's 2v1.
It's on there.
Get the fuck out of here. Respin.
Oh, my God. Y'all hear how much... Crybaby ass.
That shit is whack.
Oh my God. I can't believe it. I hope it lands on something else.
Why do people care about that? Why would they tune in for that?
I mean, they would.
No, they wouldn't.
They're all older than you, Cole. There you go. Here you go.
Oh, God.
What? You don't like that either?
No.
I'm sorry.
Okay, whatever.
You're doing this one, all right?
That's fine. I'm cool with it.
All right, so...
But these are something like, this is nerd versus nerd, and we're talking about this?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is pop culture, dog.
It's not.
No, yeah, it's just pop culture. That's all it is.
It's pop culture, dog.
Juan really doesn't get the term. So,
yeah, this is
Juan's pop culture
average.
Is Pepsi versus Coke. So this
yeah,
is legit
dog.
Pop culture.
Pop culture. Where's the coin at, bro?
I don't know.
You, look, I'll let you pick.
The first... All right, so... Are we done complaining?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Are you done?
The first topic, which I will say was, it was NSYNC versus Backstreet Boys.
Hey,
nobody wants to fucking argue no. that.
Hey, look, bro.
Hey,
look.
No one's tuning in to hear us argue
you guys,
that
would
shit.
You guys listen to us argue about
put NSYNC? Put it on the daily poll right now.
NSYNC or the Backstreet Boys? All right, cool. Thank you.
All right, so we skipped that. It was vetoed. And now we're up to Pepsi versus Coke.
This is so wacky.
Real pop culture.
Real pop culture.
All right, so we're going to talk about that. Cole, what do you want? Once
I'm
going to
go Pepsi.
Oh, man, that's not right.
No, I would have went Coke. But
All right. Ready? You're going first.
So,
that's fine.
Good.
Pepsi versus Coke. Nerd versus nerd.
Such a
Cole's on
topic.
First.
This is,
they
no,
all can't be good.
Shut
no,
up, man. Everybody
there's no nerdiness up, about this, bro.
Yeah,
round
no.
one. Fight.
I'll give you that Coke has the better original flavor, but for all the side flavors, like cherry, vanilla, bro, Pepsi kills that shit. Cherry, vanilla, Pepsi? Oh, my God. That's that shit you drink on a Sunday, bro. That's that shit, dog. And, okay, so with also what I was thinking, with Cherry Coke, it's not as good as Wild Cherry Pepsi. I would rather have Coke with grenadine in it. You can't, I'd rather, if I'm going to get straight Wild Cherry Pepsi, I don't need grenadine in that shit because it's good. This is such a stupid topic, bro.
You got 23 seconds.
Michael Jackson also. Michael Jackson, Beyonce, Britney Spears also advertised. Not Mariah Carey, but Nick Cannon's wife also. Yeah, Mariah Carey. I was thinking of Mary J. Blige.
That's it? I mean, like, you're done? Okay.
It's pop, bro. What the fuck?
Bro.
I don't even drink pop anymore.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, there goes Cole's argument.
You just have to make it up, bro. Like, it doesn't matter.
I know, but like,
here we go.
That's it. I don't know.
Round two fight.
All right. So, Pepsi has better alternate flavors. Coke also has a vanilla flavor. They also have a cherry flavor, like you said. You ever heard anybody mix alcohol with Pepsi? No, I'm sorry. Nobody ever does. It's rum and Coke, Jack and Coke. Nobody says, give me
not
that Pepsi.
Provided, bro.
I'm sorry, what?
It's not provided.
Oh, bro. Yeah, whatever. Nobody mixes that shit. All right, also, Coke originally had cocaine in their drink. I mean,
not
come
Michael
on.
Jackson.
I mean, that's the shit right there. If you needed a boost or a lift me. And also, Coke, I like their slogan, share a Coke with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? It's all about that bringing the people together, you know, sharing that experience together. You can honestly buy a pack of Coke and get new friends by sharing it with random Billies or Bobs or Aprils.
Gonna walk into a park. Yo, where's James?
You get free. You can get new friends, dog. Just like that. Coke is that shit. The end.
You can make friends with
Coke. God, that argument was fucking whack.
Yeah, right, bro. Why
we should just redo it, bro. We should have a nerdy topic.
No, that is nerdy as nothing. I just killed you, bro, with drugs.
That's fine. I had Michael Jackson on my side.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to be able to start counting these fucking wins, all right?
Why can't I count those wins?
Dude,
okay.
I went online and I said...
He said random.
No, I said...
Random question.
I said nerd debates. And it said...
Nerd debates.
And it said best pop culture... debates, and this was one
pop
of them.
Pop culture,
other.
Bro.
Yeah, pop culture is nerd culture.
What's better,
okay,
Mel
so
yellow
next,
Mountain
it's gonna be fucking this which Kardashian is cooler.
No, I don't have that.
Yeah, But if that pops up, you're gonna throw it on there.
Nope, sure
fuck
it,
out of
sure,
here.
Sure, sure
it. Anyways, that was Nerd versus Nerd. Now it's up to you to listen to the arguments and let us know who won.
Get a Coke.
You don't need a friend.
Don't
fuck
fucking,
a friend.
Don't
go,
listen to that.
Go get a wild cherry Pepsi, bro.
Anyways. So we're done with that now. Hopefully y'all enjoyed.
I do.
Y'all hate it so much. My argument was good, bro. Rum and Coke, Jack and Coke.
Just, the topics
that should have been an instant
off,
win,
bro.
Dog.
I feel like we have to skip one topic each time and select another one every week.
No, bro.
We should all go over this list first.
No, yeah, just, Juan gets to pick all the lists and shit.
That's right, bro.
This is whack. And then he's like, then I won.
Hey,
dude had...
See, he only went to
contingency plans for all this shit, but he hates Batman.
Call me Batman,
okay.
Bro.
All right, so moving on from fucking
give me the
nerd
dub.
Versus nerd. We're actually going to move on to our topics.
We got some?
We got some. There's not really much.
Good. I won.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Scoreboard, bro.
Oh my
one
god,
four.
Dude.
Shut up, both of you. God.
Do you hear
you
him?
You both fucking lose.
Do you hear him?
Only
four. Alright, so movie news, there's not much. So I guess one of the bigger things that was released or that came to light this over the week was Denzel Washington made it clear that he's up for either a Marvel or a DC film. He would be interested in playing a part.
He's also said that they've actually reached out to him. Both.
No, he said that he hasn't heard anything from either of them, actually, but he's open to it, and he said, never say never. Hashtag Justin Bieber said it first.
That's what he said?
No.
I thought I read something on IGN that said he did.
No, IGN's
like
fucking fake news, all right?
Fake news,
fake
bro.
Fucking news.
All right.
Get out of here.
All
but
right.
Yeah, so
that's
they're,
a header?
They're considering, or well, he wants a role, but he just said they
it's
haven't reached
late,
out
bro.
To him yet.
It's not too late.
It's too late for Denzel.
Have you seen The Equalizer?
Yeah. Well, who is he going to be?
We talked about
oh, John Stewart.
John Stewart.
John Stewart is the only dude.
Old John Stewart.
Old John Stewart.
That's the thing. I think he's too old for a
even
man
if he
role.
Was a white guy.
I think he's prime for a supporting cast. I don't want Denzel in a suit.
Give him like a
he's
Drax thing. You know, like a group. With
oh,
Vin Diesel. Yeah. Why not?
Like what, though?
I guess.
Like what?
Howard the Duck.
Galactus.
Galactus.
Yeah.
See, but the thing is, his voice isn't as strong
King
as
Kong, most he got shit on me!
He could be the thing, dude. That'd be sweet.
Nah.
Denzel Washington as a thing? Hell yeah, bro.
Nah, he's far too old.
I mean,
he's
like,
not,
he's,
bro. He
we're
turned
struggling.
Into a
like, we're, I feel like we're scraping the barrel here, like, trying to figure
I'm
out
I'm just gonna throw it out there. The most logical thing, Lucius Fox.
Again?
No.
What do you mean,
Jamie Foxx dollar?
No, but I'm saying, Lucius Fox, like, it worked once, but not
you're
again.
Gonna need him. If
you don't need him again. You never needed him until Bale had him as that guy to, like, propel his, like, the reason that he was making shit. That was the only reason that you needed him. You didn't need him otherwise.
Blade.
If you started off, like, with the Batman already, which, by the way, on this wheel, best Batman. And you, there's no... choice, you get to put whoever you want.
Oh, okay.
So, just so you guys know
for
future. Anyways, but yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Maybe, but why?
Like, Blade. Because they, listen, okay, there was a rumor coming out that was saying that the girl who played Mary Jane in Spider-Man was somehow related to Blade, and they wanted her to be the daughter of Blade, so like, he could have been an older... I don't know.
That's a stretch of a fucking rumor.
Yeah, but it'd be cool as shit, though.
That's...
to bring Blade into the MCU.
But, I mean,
no, man, that's weird.
His daughter... The MCU isn't... They're fond of fucking whack-ass, stretchy-ass fucking...
But no, but like...
Rumors. Like, Peter Parker being the kid on Iron Man 2 that blows back that machine.
He is, bro. He
yeah,
doesn't blow shit back, dude. It was Iron Man. He
yeah,
stepped
exactly,
in.
But the kid felt that he did it. That's what pushed Peter Parker to be a hero. It's fucking stupid.
No,
it's
cool
it's
as
a
shit.
A bunch of fans were like, dude, wouldn't that be so cool if that was Peter Parker that shot the guy and he was inspired? And then Kevin Feige was like, ah... That was Peter Parker.
Bro, you just heard that
Spider.
Ben Affleck's not Batman anymore.
No, it's just fucking dumb. It's just... There's not even any mention of it in the fucking movie.
It's just Blade in general. Blade's dark.
Yeah, and
there's a lot.
Look, dude, if we're getting an old fucking Blade, Wesley Snipes, just bring him back.
No, it's not that. No, I'm saying, no, Blade in general. It's not who's playing Blade. Bringing Blade into this universe doesn't work. Like, dungeons and whatever else and dark stuff. They're
bringing in fucking Venom, possibly.
Possibly.
Morbius.
No, bro. It's just, it wouldn't work. I don't know. It just, like, it would. Can you see that happening? Him fighting alongside any of the Avengers or any of the whatever.
I could.
No.
No, I could see a Netflix series, but nothing else.
I feel like he's not strong enough. Like,
he's strong enough. He's a daywalker, bro.
Yeah, but he's not strong enough.
Hey, he's good against vampires. I got a big weakness. The sun.
He can walk, though, bro. He can walk in the sun.
He said he can moonwalk. Whatever. Yeah, but when it comes to a main villain that doesn't get scared of the fucking sun, he's gonna be like, what up, dude? I can do that, too. Very good. I've been walking in the sun my entire life.
I'm all about Denzel getting a role, man.
He can be a...
Yeah, see, I don't think he's made for a main man role in Marvel. Unless he's going to be playing a very, like, obscure villain or hero that can be super old and irrelevant and people forgot about, and then...
No, we can't.
You know who he could have been? He could have been the, like, protector in Shazam. Or whatever, that guy that takes it, that turns into a tiger.
Yeah.
He could have been that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Or Heimdall.
He could have been.
Yeah.
That would have been kind of cool, yo.
I like the...
Some training day.
I like Ezra, though.
Maybe some Black Goliath from DC or some damn Static Shock.
It's too old.
Static Shock.
Static Shock.
They just brought him back, though.
Static was... I mean, he wasn't always just a damn twinny bopper.
Right, but... Nah, that's why.
Justice League does go back, or goes in the future, and meets Static Shock with the Green Lantern's son, who's like Green Lantern / Hawkman.
John Stewart, man. That's who he's going to be, all right?
I'm cool with that.
That's who he's going to be.
I'm cool with that.
I swear, that's who he's going to be. Old John Stewart.
Well, it's not even saying that he's getting a role. It's just he...
Yeah, but if he does, that's what he's going to get.
God damn, Juan's got like the biggest head right now.
I'm saying, you get him that suit, you can make him look slim. It's all CGI. All
right, so they also announced recently that the Batwoman Arrowverse crossover event is starting with The Flash on Sunday, December 9th at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. And that'll move on to Arrow on Monday, same time, and then Supergirl on Tuesday.
I just seen...
So they're hitting all the shows?
Yep. And they also said that... Well, that's what they do with their crossovers. It's like a three... I don't know if they're bringing in Legends of Tomorrow or not, which they probably will. But, yeah, they said that... They said that it's those three for now, and Clark Kent, well, Superman and Lois Lane are set to appear in the crossover series. So,
I just seen that Deathstroke post or whatever when I was looking for a gift for that, or a GIF, whatever you want to call it. It's a gift to me, but when I was looking for that, Deathstroke's in those shows now. I didn't know that.
Deathstroke has been in...
He's always been in it.
Arrow since season
one.
No,
but like.
Yeah, full out costume. No, season two was it?
No, season one.
Yeah, season one.
He's the main killer and like one of the guys.
Yeah, but it's like season two that he becomes the main bad guy.
Right. Yeah, three. I never watched Arrow, so
I think it's season three.
I didn't know that shit. I was like, oh, that's dope.
The person who trains
Oliver Queen.
Oliver Queen is like, they flip off and on as Deathstroke.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so yeah.
Oh, and last week you mentioned how there wasn't many superhero shows out. And then I was like at work and I'm like...
When did I say that?
Bro, you said it. I listened to it today. You were like, there's not very many superhero shows out there. They're just all cartoons. And I'm like, that's not right.
I vaguely remember that.
And then because he had said... Well, because you said that Legends of Tomorrow isn't out yet. Or something like that. And then I was thinking to myself, I was like, man, there's Flash. There's fucking all this CW... bullshit. And
I wouldn't have said that because Legends of Tomorrow is out.
Okay.
Well, what the hell were we talking about?
I don't know. Yeah.
Alright then.
Alright.
No, you're gonna pay the hell attention to the damn episode. Hurry up. Dude, he's like, I've been taking wins all day. It's stupid.
Hurry up.
Don't you pay attention to what we're doing for once?
I did pay attention to it. That's why I'm calling you out on your bullshit.
Do you remember the exact spot?
No, because he doesn't even remember what the hell. I just asked you what we were talking about. You don't know.
Go ahead. You keep talking. Keep talking.
Calm your shit down. Slow it or lower it.
You're digging a hole.
Uh-huh.
God damn it. Would you let me?
Yeah, have fun getting all pissed off over there.
I'm not getting mad. I didn't know that you're digging a hole over there.
Anyways, so I guess another thing from that is I don't know why this is like the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. The mutant leader from the storyline, The Dark Knight Returns is going to be a villain of some sort on Season 5 of Gotham.
That's kind of cool, though.
That is fucking dumb, dude. The mutants aren't even supposed to be around until Batman's old as shit.
Right, I know, but they started somewhere.
With the mutant leader from that
story. Right, I know, but there's no lineage of him before he got to that point, you know?
Like, they're all kids. They're like teenagers when...
But he might have a different story, bro. Nah, he's like way bigger than all of
them. That's the problem with Gotham.
That's cool, dude.
Gotham,
it's so cool.
It's so dumb. Gotham keeps introducing all these villains. All these villains would be in old people, like nursing homes, by the time Bruce Wayne's Batman.
I mean, they're kind of old. I mean, has there ever been a definitive age of Batman? Like, when his hardcore... Like, crime-fighting years, how old was he?
I would say low 30s.
Like 20, right? I mean, still.
Late 20s, early.
And this kid is like 13.
Right, but he leaves at some, like, essentially soon, right?
To train and everything? Yeah, but then by that time, these guys are already all well-known and shit.
Exactly.
Batman is supposed to introduce the crazy to Gotham and shit.
Bro, there's no way Batman can continue his reign of terror for like 50 years and fight mutants in real life, bro. There's no way. So it's gotta be when he's like in his 40s, bro. It's like Brett Favre coming back.
But so now a 15-year-old kid can?
I don't think he's gonna fight him. I think he's gonna be like, oh,
they keep
shit.
Trying to like make Bruce Wayne all badass in that show.
Because he's kind of cool, man. That show's intriguing, bro.
No, it's
when
not.
When he opens up the Batcave on the first season, I'm like, damn, this shit's legit, and that's when I stopped watching.
He's like, legit, good place to end it. No, Constantine was a good show. And then they fucking cancel it because they fucking put it out on Friday nights at 9 o'clock. Who the fuck is watching cartoon or fucking comic book shows at 9 o'clock on a Friday?
People, I guess, I don't know.
People don't leave their house. Well, I was like, I'm looking for something to watch.
I don't know. I think that's dumb that they're cool. Already releasing the mutants and shit. It's like, make the show Gotham about what it was supposed to be about. The cops of Gotham. Like, Jim Gordon. That's what it was supposed to be about. And then they were like, you need Batman. Now you need the Joker. Now you need Mr. Freeze. Now you need everybody. It's like, god damn.
Yeah. They're doing...
I thought this was a prequel to...
It was.
Doing stuff
and
different.
Now it's...
They're like, hey, man, we're big enough. Let's do the shit.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, I guess why
I
not?
I like it. It's cool, man. It's a little darker.
They just keep
it's
it
a different story,
it's
too.
It's their own thing.
I think it's ugh.
Bro, you just want to hate on that
annoying.
Shit. I mean, it's cool, man.
It's cool.
Gordon's cool. His wife's hot as shit. She turns into a
all
lesbian.
I hear this thing is, it's cool. No, bro, it's cool.
It's chill. It's chill.
I'm like giving reasons
guys,
why
guys.
This shouldn't happen.
Wait,
and he's like, but it's
freeze.
Cool.
Chill.
Oh, yeah. Arnold?
Yeah.
Alright, so video games, the only thing
shit.
I have
what?
Is
only thing.
Fucking Devil May Cry trailer release.
Yeah, that shit looks gay.
I'm not gonna argue it.
Hey man, I liked it all up until fucking Dante came in with the fucking motorcycle.
And then like broke it with
yeah.
his hands.
Did that bug you?
Bro, yeah, I was like, what are you, an Avenger or something? Bro, like, get the fuck out of here.
We already watched it together. And then that happened, and I was just like, ugh. And then it was done. Everybody was like, that was the wackiest shit.
It would have been cool, like, if you came on the motorcycle and, like, threw it or something
yeah.
and jumped off. Nah, don't, like, break it with your hands.
And
like, I'm here, bitches.
Yeah, not only did he break it with his hands.
He wielded that shit yeah. like a sword.
He started smashing people with it. Then he put it back together. And then he got back on it. Like, come on. I mean, you're a demon hunter, not a fucking magician. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, what is this shit? Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, the rest of the trailer looked alright.
No, it didn't do that.
I thought it looked
like it looked like classic DMC.
It's gonna be a button masher, stages.
Yeah, it looked the same. And then that happened, yeah, and that, I was like, that shit is whack. It's fuck.
That shit was whack, though. I ain't gonna lie. I'm a big supporter of Devil May Cry, and that shit was whack. I was just like, nah, man. This ain't cool. I mean, Dante used to be...
doesn't even look like Dante, really.
It's to like, me, I was he's got that stubble now.
Yeah, I was
and
like,
stuff.
Well, okay, who are you?
Like, I know you're old and shit. I just want him to fight Nero. That's all I want. I want to be like... I want him to be a bad guy. I want to be able to go whoop his ass for breaking that fucking motorcycle.
He's so mad about this one L.
That motorcycle is so fucking dumb.
And when he breaks it apart, it's literally L's.
I was like, this is trash, dude. Yeah.
Like, where was the seat?
I don't know.
There is no seat. It's like a Tron bike, bro. You just like go.
Yeah, those bikes are sweet. I would recommend you guys go check that out. But
I wouldn't.
No. Fuck that, yo.
Don't look at that.
Oh, and then we seen another trailer for Fallout 46, right?
76.
70 some number.
Fallout 76.
Yeah, the gameplay trailer, right?
No,
it was the cartoon, the little animation clips.
Yeah.
Which was still badass because it explains how in this one it's all about survival and like building. Like, what I loved was the slogan that the announcer would use. He was like, just because the world ended doesn't mean keeping up with the Joneses ended. And I was like, damn, that's so fucked up. Because, it's all about building your community larger than everyone else. And he builds this fucking badass, like, fucking
city.
Amusement park. Yeah, like a big ass city. And it has, like, this roller coaster going through it and shit. And there's these group of people like trying to keep warm next to this little twig on fire, and it goes out and they look at him and he looks at them and he starts laughing. He flicks a switch and it lights up and goes on crazy and it catches on fire, and then he like runs out and he's like burning and he falls down in front of them. They're like, yeah, and they like start warming their hands. Like, yeah, it was pretty funny just the way they were using Pip-Boy and all the scenarios and shit explaining what you had to do. Like, either you can go find your own, like, supplies and everything, or you can take them from somebody else, and I don't know. It looks like a lot of fun, and I'm excited to play it.
I like how Fallout, like, slid in, like, they're doing this multiplayer game, and then they're like, Fallout Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. Yeah. you guys shit it on 76, here's Miami. Here you go. Because that looks sweet, man. Like, the other game looks pretty dope.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, so if you... pre-order 76, you actually get a beta code, so you can test the servers and everything with everyone else. And the beta starts mid to late October, and the game releases in November. So if you want to play a little bit earlier, make sure to pick it up and everything and pre-order. So
I got a few things, video game news. I just saw a game today. It's called like the Plague Quest or something, and it's like, it looks like this puzzle game, you know, back in old England when the plague was going on, but it's like these rats are like multiplied by 10, so it's like a shit ton of rats, and the only way you can walk around is with a light or a fire, and like you're protecting these two kids as you're going through, and like the end of the trailer scene is like you walking up this thing to get into this city, and there's a guy like waiting at this gate, and you have a light, and there's all these mice in front of you, and he's like, no, don't come near me, and just, like, you have to keep walking to get into the city. It's like these mice just come and just eat it.
Really?
Like, yeah, dude, the game looks pretty intense, man. I forgot what it's called, the plague incident. Very interesting, graphics look cool, kind of grimy. Spider-Man also just put out a new gameplay trailer yesterday. I haven't checked it out yet.
I feel like that game's got like an hour or something.
But that's what Jake was saying that last night on our live stream. He's like, dude, I'm sick of Spider-Man. I just want the game. Quit giving me shit. I mean, it's going to come out in 2 weeks anyways. Don't give me gameplay now.
Right.
Like, that should have been like years ago, you know? But, I mean, we're all excited for Spider-Man. This whole season, too, coming up for video games. IGN just did a... they had like a 2 or 3 hour demo of Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and they got to fight Medusa, and they said that shit was tight. I didn't get to read the whole. They have a huge spread in Game Informer too, for Assassin's Creed, but I didn't get to read about Medusa, the that shit looks sweet. I'm excited for that.
Cool.
Game.
I didn't even know she
Yeah, it looks like you're going to be able to fight God, so okay. I think at some point one of the DLCs are going to fight Zeus, which,
that's
like, funny. That's going to be fucking, like...
See, that would be fucking dope if it was in the game, not a DLC.
But, I mean, you got to build up to that shit. Like, the stuff they put out for Origins was free, though.
You get to the end, and you fight Zeus. I'm so sick of fucking DLC world.
You gotta add shit, though, man. You don't know what fans want after you put the game out.
Not true.
Fucking back in the day, people used to release games complete, and fans loved them. So
yeah,
I don't think that.
I feel like the worlds are way bigger now.
Yeah, these games are like six times larger.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, so it's like back in the day, you got Mario. It was all of Mario. You know what I mean?
Final Fantasy was really the same.
Yeah, Final Fantasy.
Cut
you got
and paste
you
scenes,
got,
just different.
But you
colors.
Got all of Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Right. There were big worlds, but you got all of it. It's just with these games now, they're open world. A lot of them are open world where you just go do whatever you're going to do, right? And then it's like, this you could do the main missions, or you could do the side shit, or you could do this.
Yeah.
And I feel like, yeah, if you have it already made, give it to everybody. But at the same time, it's like, if you wanna add some shit to your game, that's fine. If you want to, you know, if you didn't already have the idea. Or not even the idea, but if it wasn't made at the time you release the game, that's cool. You want to make some extra shit, put it out there, that's cool too.
Right, it's also downloadable content too. Like, this stuff is not related to the Assassin's Creed story. So, like, in the Origins, they have a free DLC where you could fight all the Sphinxes or, mm-hmm. like, Egyptian gods, like, in a big desert. So it's like a big-ass battlefield, and you're just fighting this big-ass god. And, like, that was pretty cool, and it doesn't have anything to do with the story. Like, there's no... Like, the faith in the game, why you're doing your purpose, is not, like, change the fact that you're going to fight this guy. So I think it's going to be cool having that where, you know, you don't have to fight Zeus if you don't want to. I mean, you're still going to get the... It's still a full game. I mean, this game, like, I'm really excited for this game. They have open-world battle scenes, which I want, like, 300. Like, that's all the trailer is, you know, copy and paste of the 300 movie trailer. Like, jumping up, fucking Spartan kicking people. Like, it looks dope. It looks fun. I think I got it pre-ordered already. And then Red Dead 2. You know, that comes out. I mean, who fucking has enough time for this shit?
That's what I'm saying. I don't have time, like, for games. That's why I play Madden. And, like, golf.
Lose.
And something else. And win. And then I just don't have time to play all the other games. Pedro used to buy games, like, every other week. And I couldn't keep up, you know? Like, he would just play, oh, I got this game. I'm like, dude.
But did he play them?
He played most of them.
Dude.
But, like, I couldn't do it. Like, I would want to play it. Like, for me, personally, when I play games, if I get into a game, I want to focus on that one game and finish it and then go to something else. I don't like having my mind sort through the games that I was doing to be like, oh, yeah, this is how I felt when I played this game. Now I got to get back into that whole zone or whatever. Or this is how I felt when I was killing this guy. So, like, when I'm into a game, I want to stay on that game. But it's so hard to do now because there's so many different games that are out there that I'm like, oh, that game looks like the shit. I'll play that one. And then a lot of times with the fighter games, like with Injustice 2, I didn't play that game nearly as much as I played the first one. And then I bought that Dragon Ball Z Fighter, and I played that 3 times. And I was so excited about it when I first got it. You got it?
No, I don't.
Okay, yeah. Jackson played it more than me, and he played it for like an hour and a half, and he was all in love with it. But I wanted to get back into it since I finished the series. But it's just like, well, most of my games, I haven't touched them. I got so many fucking games I haven't played yet. And
well, I feel that too. Like, I have Assassin's Creed Origins, and I was asking people on YouTube, I was like, what do you guys want to watch me play? Like, I'll go out and get it. Like, I was thinking about getting Uncharted 4.
Okay.
But I got The Witcher, you know, that's kind of like a diverse game, and I don't think a lot of people are streaming it, so it's like, get into it, you know, play a little bit. I told people last night, I was like, yo, when these games come out, fuck The Witcher, guys. This stream's going to be off for a while. We played Spider-Man, Assassin's Creed. You guys can watch it, so. Yeah. That's all my video game news, though.
I just picked up Rainbow Six Siege. I finally bought it because it was on sale for $24 with everything. Okay. During the Royale Does Siege weekend.
They have six years of planned DLC for that game, too, for free.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't get it.
No? Why?
It was like, you can't use your Microsoft money for this. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why the point? What's the point of having a store online? I was like, what the fuck, dude? I was like, I had $27. I was like, oh, shit, yeah.
this shit's on sale. I'll check it out. Ah, yeah, you can't do that. And then same thing with Metal Slug. That shit was all on sale the other, like, couple days ago. And I was like, oh, man, Metal Slug XX. I've never played this game before. $4? Hell yeah. Yeah, you can't get this right now. I was like, hell no.
When I went to GameStop, though, did you guys see? I think I posted on the Facebook. You guys see what I picked up?
Oh, no way. I wanted that for a while.
Hey, let me see it before you inspect the hell out of it. Nah, bro. Oh, okay.
It's Goku Super Saiyan.
Super Saiyan Son.
Yeah, Goku. It's the Frieza fight.
Yeah.
It's legit, though.
It's a dual match, and I thought both of them came in, because both of them were advertised on the box.
Oh.
Only got Goku. I was like, all right. It's so cool, though. It's like, it's literally as big as your Goku. And it was in a small box, too. It was only like two pieces of boop, boop.
That's cool.
That's the shit, man.
You should put it up in Madden.
What?
We should play a game for it, bro.
What are you trying to give me?
This Goku.
No, I'll take your Thanos for it.
This one?
Yeah, I'll think about it.
All right.
I just got it.
All right.
But no, that's actually a pretty dope-ass statue.
$25 at GameStop. They have a whole series of them over there, too. So go go support your local GameStop.
Yeah, go support.
They need it.
Yeah, they need it.
Jesus Christ.
Amazon prices are crazy right now on video games. Dude, it's ridiculous.
You could probably get that statue for about a good cool $80.
No, I looked, bro. So, I looked.
Yeah, we don't really have much on comic news or anything right now. Big Life, not really much.
Oh, well, yeah, you said, I don't know if we've been mentioning all the Marvel Legends that have been coming out, because they're fucking non-stop.
Jesus Christ.
They got,
Hasbro can miss me with all that bullshit.
They got all the X-Men Wave, Psylocke, and all those dudes, and then...
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, but I'm waiting for the Gambit Wave.
I'm probably gonna pick up Gambit.
Don't know if we'll ever get a Nightcrawler in the...
It's gonna work out, but yeah, it's gonna be... They're spreading them out, so this way you have to buy every single fucking build a fig to get the specialty character.
The Apocalypse is pretty
cool. And
then
you
want
to build your teams, which is like the 90s Jim Lee X-Men.
That's really all I want is the 90s Jim Lee X-Men. So I need... Was Psylocke part of that crew?
No.
See?
Psylocke was in the show every now and then.
See? And I wanted to get Sabrewolf, but... Sabretooth, yeah. But I was like Sabrewolf, yeah.
He was more of a mainstay than Psylocke was, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was
sick.
But he's a bad guy, and I'm like, well, I don't have a bad guy wall yet.
Fucking matter. You just fight that motherfucker against Tiger Stripe Wolverine.
I was thinking about just getting Magneto and throwing him up there. And then they got Professor X and all his powers.
Whack.
Super speed.
Alright.
His 10 speed wheelchair.
I'm sorry, I got nothing for Marvel Legends. I got no love for him right now. Give me a fucking Gambit and a goddamn Nightcrawler and I'm good.
Hey, get that NECA.
Give me a Beast.
Pennywise.
Give me
though.
A dope ass Beast. That's all I want.
I want to get that.
They had one, but it wasn't Legends though back in the day. I have one.
Yeah, they got the
they have
was
a Beast
Legends.
Legends.
But it's the old.
But I don't think
the
what
toy
I
biz.
Got.
It's the toy
it
biz.
It was the one I got with the comic.
Yep, yeah, it's Toy Biz Legend.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, give me a new release, fucking dope ass sculpt.
Not in the package.
All right. Other than that, so this weekend I'm actually going to be attending a burlesque show.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Oh my gosh! How do you go from what we did to?
It's like.
Hope you get what your is dick
it? It's like fancy stripping?
No, it's not. It's men.
No, what? It's not.
Men.
No,
what
it's not.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, it's men.
No,
it's not.
Bet. Bet.
Dude, I already saw the lineup, so what do you want to bet?
Good looking men.
I don't know what the fuck Cole's talking about. I mean, it's just, it's a performance arts of like dance and shit.
Yeah, sure. What we did on Friday, it was performance too.
Sure was. They were working hard, dude.
Yeah, dude.
That shit got
piles everywhere.
Yeah, dude. The old lady almost had a heart attack on you.
That had that hard. Effect on women, bro. She didn't want.
When,
she didn't want to mess with the
when
horns,
she didn't
bro.
Have her fucking inhaler next to her, bro. Her breathing unit.
Rock that shit.
This dude, T-Pain over here.
Yeah.
Hit that but shit yeah, hard, so, my G's.
If you're in the West Michigan area, if you know what Grand Rapids and Billy's Lounge is,
the shit,
they're having a burlesque called Nerdlesque, and it's all nerdy concepts
that's
and
cool,
just a lot of cosplay and shit like that. So that'd be pretty cool. But yeah, so I'm gonna be attending that, so we'll see how it goes out or how it goes and everything.
I don't think I'm doing shit.
Something I do want to bring up though, we have another con coming up in September.
We do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Capital City
yeah.
In Lansing.
We do?
Yeah. But it's not a panel, it's a we're gonna have a booth. So we're gonna be able to chill out and have a good day and
really
walk around, yeah. September 16th.
Sam's birthday. Actually, 15th. Yeah,
stupid,
that's right. Yours is the 16th.
You guys gonna be able to make it?
Hell yeah!
Make it, do a guide trip.
Yeah.
I wanna hit up a restaurant over there. We didn't do that in Detroit, really. I mean, we hit up American,
yeah, we did.
But like, I want just like a nice sit down restaurant.
Let's
like,
yo, $70.
Guy Fieri. Diners, drive-ins, and dives.
Right.
Can't get no better than that, bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, we're rolling out on this week's. Not your
average nerds. What do you mean? I'm spending under $12 having a meal. Dude, do they put a lot of cheese on your fucking hot dog?
God damn,
I had tenders, guys.
I had no fucking chili, bro. I had all cheese.
My
was
mouth
like,
was dry from the cheese that
yeah,
they put on.
It's
because
you guys waited so long to eat that shit.
No, Rudy did. That yeah. shit, dude. There was a pound of cheese on my fucking hot dog.
Yeah, dude, I was constipated.
That's the American way, bro. That's the American way.
That shit was a hella lit.
Shout out to Bazookos.
Bazookas.
Bazookies, man. Shout out to the cop that pointed out the fucking direction.
Yeah, he was so quick
was
with it, though, too.
Dude, he was good looking like, and he was willing to, like, stop traffic for us.
Yeah,
the
he waited. He was
so
like, oh, wait, guys, come on. He's like, oh, I'm working.
Right.
That dude was dope as fuck.
He forgot that he was a cop.
Yeah, it's like, John, like, yo, you know where strip club is? He's like, yeah.
He's like, right bro. Stupid bitch.
Yeah. Oh, wait, what?
That's all right. Nobody's here, right?
I mean, if people listen to our...
Some of us went ham,
if people listen to our episode, the live episode...
Oh, yeah.
They're going to know we went to Bazookas.
We're down a guy.
Yeah, but they thought that we were at Bazookas. Nobody knows what Bazookas is.
Spending that much money, that's a man down, bro.
Bro, he took an L the whole way home. He tried to get hype and shit in the car. He was trying to stay on cloud nine. He's like, I'm gonna get my money's worth.
That dude was thinking about his whole
yo,
life.
Yo! 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 Yo!
That dude was head in his lap.
He was. I was passed out of the front seat and I felt the fucking...
The shame?
I felt the pain coming from
that
me.
Dude instantly regretted this.
Bro, we were waiting for like an hour and a half. And I told him that last day. He's like, you guys weren't like, no, we were watching you.
Dude. Right, yeah, dude. The whole time.
Everybody, you might have danced. Nah, bitch, you're trying to leave.
You're right. Trying to get out of here.
Tell your girl to get off my boy. I gotta work in the morning. Goddamn.
Okay, yeah, so that's one thing, too. Like, we were supposed to leave at like 12:30. Oh, 1:30, not 2:30.
Somebody kept coming up to me and saying, hey, bro, 30 more minutes. 30 more minutes. And I'm just like, all right.
See, the fact that you were the one that went up to, like, you fucked up for not being like, nah, bro, let me save you.
Nah, bro, that's I mean. He's a grown-ass man.
Bro, I drank so much that night, dude. I was
oh, dude, I thought Cole was going to throw up in my car.
Yeah, Cole was gone.
He was like,
I was 6-7 shots.
He was like, bro, I'm messed up. And I was like, oh, my God. I said, get this dude a water.
Cole looked like a fucking choir boss. That was funny.
At one point, his face, when we first walked in there, he goes, I didn't know what to say.
Dude, oh but the one thing I remember the most
we've
was,
talked too much.
Yeah, we did.
It was just a flashing light and this girl was just there and I was like, oh shit. It's like a scene from Tron or something. I was like, no, take my power cord, girl.
Oh my god. Yeah, alright, so
we did talk
anyways, about like we said,
Jake's not here because of it.
Billy's Lounge, Saturday night, Nerdlesque, September 16th. Lansing, Michigan, Capital City Comic Con. We'll have a booth out there hanging out. Probably have a video game
Hey, real talk,
video game going, yeah.
Hey,
I forgot. I seen Ant-Man and the Wasp this past weekend.
Did you?
What?
Yeah.
Did you? Did
yeah,
you
like I it? Did. It was
my damn phone isn't playing it yet. So
it was all right, man.
Did you see the end credit scene though? You get what I'm saying?
Well, what'd you say again?
That he's not gonna be Ant-Man anymore.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Giant Man.
Yeah, he's gonna be Giant Man. Yeah.
Well, I don't know about all that. Oh, I'm still.
Anyways,
I'm, well,
next
did you,
time.
Well, wait, no, no. You. It's long enough for you now.
No,
that,
man,
that,
it's already
it's,
how late.
It's crazy.
No, man.
It's crazy that he saw the movie before you did, and he doesn't see the movies.
I'm just saying.
Oh,
this.
He also doesn't leave his fucking house.
But I'm saying. All right, let me tell you this. All I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna ruin anything. I'm gonna say that at the end credit, that when something happens. Let me ask you this: for the Infinity War movie, why did they say that Ant-Man couldn't come?
He was on a secret mission.
They didn't say
he
was on house arrest.
He was on house arrest, yeah.
Right. Okay, so in Ant-Man and the Wasp, he's on house arrest. And then the movie ends, and 3 months later is the end credit scene. And he's not on house arrest anymore. Then that happens.
Are you sure?
Yes. He's not on house arrest anymore because that was the whole movie. It was like he was getting off, right? And then they had to build that smaller version of the quantum tunnel. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that would have took time, I'm assuming 3 months, whatever it took. If that's the case, and he wasn't on house arrest anymore, and that happened, the timelines don't match up. Because he wasn't on house arrest anymore. That would have been 3 months later, and they haven't contacted him.
But they could have just assumed that he didn't want to be a part of, like, what is he going to contribute
to? But why?
Man, the world is ending.
Yeah,
dude.
Why?
See, that bothered me anyways. The world's fucking ending. Fuck house arrest.
Yeah, that, and then why? Well, there was a reason.
He wouldn't have known, though.
There was a reason that he didn't want to get off of house arrest.
If you
want to
really talk about that shit, talk about Mordo. His punk ass didn't show up from Doctor Strange.
Because he's a bad guy.
Like, no, I quit. I quit. No, his home.
No, that's
home
that's
jigger.
Wang or whatever Yang.
Oh
or,
yeah.
No, Mordo's his homeboy, the black guy.
No, he's
a
big guy.
He's a bad guy.
I know, but like not yet.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he was.
Not yet. Watch Doctor Strange. He's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy at the end of the movie. Oh, but Ish made a good point. Shout out to Dirty One. Ish made a good point. He said, "Why didn't Doctor Strange, if he was gonna time loop?" Dormammu or whatever.
Why didn't he do it to...
Why didn't he do it and say, hey, look, man, I'll take you out of the time loop, but you have to protect the Earth. And then, you know, and then that's it. And then be like, all right.
The sole purpose of that Dormammu is to eat planets and consume them.
Yeah,
he's not going to just chill and protect Earth.
Well, he let him go. Why wouldn't he just come back and do it?
He's going to go continue eating other planets. He's just leaving Earth alone.
Yeah, but he could have got him in a situation. He had him by the nuts and just been like, well, why? You know.
He was stuck too. He was dying every time, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it sucked. So basically it was a mutual agreement to be like, all right, look, man, you don't fuck with me and I'll fuck with you.
Yeah. I think that's like the final card. And why didn't he, if he could have done that, why didn't he do that?
There were a fuck ton of plot holes. It's like, why didn't Doctor Strange do...
Time loop him?
Yeah, do anything like...
He already had
to Thanos.
Stones.
Why didn't he go back and?
He had the reality stone. Couldn't he change? Could he change?
Reality?
If he has the yeah,
anything.
So couldn't he just be like, all right, well, fuck your whole time bullshit.
Yeah,
the reality
I don't know
is that
if we can cancel that out.
You know
well,
I mean?
It's just like Scarlet Witch manifesting a child, changing reality like that. Like she has that same power too. You know, she has a kid with Vision, who's a robot.
That's true.
And when she finds out, she kills everybody.
Well, that was just the point that I brought up. But yeah, if you're going to see Ant-Man and the Wasp, pay attention to that and see if the timeline
are you sure
match
the
up.
That last...
It's after.
I'll pay
but
attention
3 months?
It.
It's a lot of time after because they had to build that smaller thing. It wouldn't have been right after. It wasn't right after because they say...
Oh,
they,
so...
They reference time.
If we're talking about Marvel really quickly... a lot of people are thinking that... Far From Home, Spider-Man, is prequel to Infinity War.
Wouldn't that make the most sense?
Huh?
I always thought that would make the most sense. Why would they release an after movie before anything happened?
What do you mean?
Yeah, but...
It caused a lot of problems.
But yeah, because when he comes running up to Tony Stark after the bus and everything, he's like, kid, where are you coming from? He's like, oh, field trip. And then he fights. Like... Everybody thinks that that's them on their way back from wherever they were coming from.
Yeah, but wasn't he on that field trip to Washington?
No, Washington, he already gets back.
Oh, yeah, he does
come
back.
And then he fights the Vulture and shit.
Yeah, he fights him in New York.
But yeah, I guess the way people have gone through and the way
wherever they're traveling from is back to Queens.
Okay.
From the airport. So they're saying that...
Oh, that he already
that,
had...
Yeah, that like, he was already like, far maybe. From home already happened. And then, so what we're going to get from far from home is back already.
What did what did his boy do when... Yep. I don't remember him doing anything in the movie.
He's a distraction.
Yeah, he gets the attention off everybody.
Okay.
And we don't know if he died Peter or Parker. Not. He probably dies. That's cool, though. The chair?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gotta have the chair. But I've heard also, too, that the Spider-Man movie, or the Far From Home, is going to begin at Tony Stark's funeral. Like, that's the opening scene. And that's been leaked through script. I don't know if it's true or not, but...
What if he fakes his own death?
Who?
Tony. To get away from Iron Man.
I don't think he's going to do that. He can't. Then that defeats the purpose of all the Iron Man movies. At the beginning, the first Iron Man movie, he's like, I am Iron Man. We are one.
But that would be a good...
To get rid of him. You know what I mean? Like, because his contract's over. Wouldn't it be a fitting way to get rid of his character? He wouldn't be done, but he would be out of the loop where they could be like, well, he's going to help fight this one last battle, then he's going to be, you know, I got
to
be done.
I think he's going to die.
I would like to see him actually die if he's just going to not be in stuff. Yeah. But no, I'm saying that, like, if he were going to continue, but he wants the world to think he's dead, that would be a good, a good storyline for him. Like, it would be him being, no, I am Iron Man. My suits are what make me. And then from there, he's like, I don't need this in my chest anymore. I can still do this because I want to. And then I don't want this. Like, it would be fall from grace, almost. But it would just be him wanting to live his own life out.
I was also seeing rumors, too, that Rhodey is a Wakandan spy.
And like, that would piss me off.
Giving sources, but...
Wakandan spy.
Yeah, just like how Wakandans have had people, spies throughout history, placed in other societies, man.
Mm-hmm. Was he going to bust out an accent all of a sudden?
Good.
I don't know about that. That's interesting, but nah.
I thought it was kind of crazy, too, when I saw it. It's kind of a stretch, but it would be kind of cool to, you know, bring two worlds together before they even, you know, were conceived. When they first made Iron Man, they're like, or we're going to make Black Panther. That was not the idea back then.
Nah, that'd be stupid. I wouldn't like that at all.
That's a reach, too. Yeah, like, that's a super hard reach.
I mean, we're already going to be getting Secret Invasion soon because the Skrull and everything. And
that's going to fuck everything up, too.
Yeah.
I feel like that's going to really do some damage. Whether that's
I don't want to keep going down this damn rabbit hole.
Shortest episodes.
Huh?
It's one of our shortest episodes. It's only been like an hour.
But wasn't that like... Hell no, it hasn't been like an hour.
I feel like it's been longer than an hour.
It's been...
Like an hour and 30 minutes.
Half. Yeah,
oh,
see?
Oh, damn, oh, damn.
See? Yeah.
That's what's up.
But I thought that was the thing. We're going to try to keep it short because there's only three of us.
Yeah, it wasn't really... I mean, there's a lot to talk about, but really not...
There really isn't. Now we're just going off speculation and nothing new. It's all just...
That's fun. But,
Look, bro. Let's turn this off so I can give Cole these fucking hands.
Alright, so, like I was trying to do before y'all went off, I saw Ant-Man.
Yeah, don't hate.
So shut up.
Why didn't you add that in your
week?
I forgot, dude.
Anyways, so like we were saying, September 16th, Capital City Comic Con. If you want to go see the Nerdless Show, Billy's Lounge on Saturday, this Saturday, and then also...
Hey.
Moving Pictures. Shut your ass up. Moving Pictures, which is Vault of Midnight... Shut up! Which is Vault of Midnight's event. They're showing the Warriors, like we talked about, on the 29th of this month, which is a Wednesday, which we will be attending. So, it'll be fun.
There's a Magic Gathering at the Comic-Con that will be... So...
You're gonna do it?
Duel!
That's not magic, bro.
Go ahead, Juan, hurry up.
What was I gonna say?
I don't know.
You ruined it, because
I ruined it.
I had it, like, right there.
Yeah, because I wasn't doing something.
I literally had it, now I can't think of what I was
gonna say.
It wasn't that
important. It was alright. It was alright. So there was something definitely that was going to trail off.
I don't remember.
All right, then, good.
Yeah, I'm done. I got nothing.
Thank Christ. Thank you for listening in.
Yeah.
Hopefully you did enjoy. If not, hit that dislike button.
Yeah, fuck you guys. I shitted on people last night.
I bet you did.
Yep. We had some people watching on Twitch. One dude left. I'm like, fuck you, bro.
He said, I should really get some sleep, but it was fun watching this guy.
I know, right? He had a good time and shit.
Nah, fuck you, bitch.
Alright, so thanks for hanging out with us. Hopefully y'all had a good week.
Yeah, next week is going to be a lot, I guess, more content, right?
Yeah, like we said this week, we just wanted to do a little recap of stuff.
We wung it. That was dark.
We wanged it.
You guys, you guys got any shout-outs?
Yeah, I do, actually, real quick. My boy Tom.
That's what's
He's been low-key helping us on the Twitch stream. He's been just playing stuff, and when I play Fortnite, he streams Fortnite with me on there, so helping us out. And he's going to start doing, like, this weird thing on Saturdays where he's playing, like, Sega Genesis games that he got, like, an emulator on his PlayStation.
Okay.
That's dope.
So you can tune in at 3 o'clock on our Twitch and check him out.
That'd be tight.
Playing, yeah. I forgot to bring that up to you guys, but, yeah. He's just been kind of doing the thing.
Shout out! You got a shout out? Earlier,
but.
All right, I got shout outs. Mm-hmm.
You got shout outs?
Yeah, well, I already shouted out Dirty Juan. Shout out to Amanda.
Shout out.
Shout out to Jamie.
Shout out.
Shout out to, I think that's it. I think I'm out. Dude, who
else? If we're just shouting out.
Yeah, we're just shouting out people.
I guess a shout out to Marcy for still listening. And everybody that, so I know there are listeners from her work that have been checking out the show and everything.
Like and share the shit.
Well, first off, thanks for taking the time
and jumping
over to our page and listening in and everything. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And,
that's right.
Thanks to you for
your boy's aggressive.
telling your friends to listen. We really appreciate it. And yeah.
How you like that shout out?
Yes. We didn't even shout out.
Shout out. It's more aggressive. Get them likes.
Yeah, your boy's aggressive.
I think we're done.
Shout out to Jake. Shout out to all the ladies. Shout out to all the ladies at Bazookies.
Right. Shout out to Bazookies.
Followed them on Snapchat, bro.
That shit was high.
Dude, that was amazing.
Dude, honestly.
Wait, no, shout out to old girl who wanted the sweater. Like, if you actually are listening, like, shout out to you. You can't have the sweater, though.
What sweater?
Everybody wanted my sweater.
Everybody kept asking.
That particular one?
No, remember that black girl that we walked past? She was like, I want your sweater.
That black girl who jumped on me?
No, it was a different girl. But remember we walked past?
That girl was cool.
That girl fucked her hair up, dude. Like,
yeah, she was like, yeah.
That's the girl who gave me the dance later. Yeah. She slapped me. Bro, okay, real quick before we end this. It's funny as shit. So she's giving me the lap dance, right? And she's like, what's your name? I'm like, my name's Cole. My name's Cole. She's like, where are you from? I'm like, across the state. She's like, where'd you get that shirt? I was like, I got it here. Then she slaps me.
Nuh-uh.
I was like, she's like, don't lie to me. I don't like liars. I was like, it says Bazookies on it. And she asked me again. She's like, where'd you get that shirt? I was like,
I
had to wear the Bazooki shirt.
Yeah, I know, but you were with all of us because I even said, remember, I was like, well, he has one too.
No, it was definitely the Bazooki shirt.
Okay.
Hey, real talk. Cole couldn't get into the club at first. I knew that was going to be an issue.
I told you it was going to be.
That's why I was like all smooth with it. I just said, y'all got shirts, right? Oh, yeah, we do.
And yeah, then so Cole was wearing a Not Your Average Nerds tank top.
Cut off.
And it wasn't a cutoff, it was a
tank. Yeah, it was a tank top.
Fuck, cutoffs.
But Jake was wearing a cutoff.
But he had a shirt on.
Yeah. So when we got there, they were like, oh, yeah, it's $20 for entrance, but he $10 for entrance, but he can't come in.
Yeah, he needs a shirt.
And I was like, God damn it, Cole.
And I was just like, all smooth with it. I said, hey, you guys sell shirts here? He's like, oh, yeah. And then he's like, well, and I was like, well, how much? And he goes, $20. But it'll cover his entrance fee, too. And I was like, all right.
So you got a pretty cool shirt for
and you got
I mean,
slapped.
The shirt was kind of whack, though. Print was kind of mushy.
Doesn't it have a big print on the back?
Hell no.
It says I survived the hot seat. Oh, that's this girl was just slapping me like 3 times. And I was like, all right. I was like, she's like, you like that? I was like, yeah, but I bought the shirt. She kept back. She said I was a liar. I'm like, bet, bitch.
As you're getting your ass away.
Yeah, she was so aggressive, though. Afterwards, I was like, damn, yo.
She had you. She came out with a black eye crying, and she's a damn. We gotta go.
I had to go clean myself up in the bathroom.
I can only imagine what happened to Jake then. She probably whooped his ass.
The first time Cole came back after old girl was there, his face was
legit old girl.
His face was like,
shit, I would be too. That shit was probably terrifying.
Bro, shit, I couldn't touch. I damaged the goods. She came back to complain.
Yeah, dude, her skin was so wrinkly. You probably ripped the shit, dude.
Hey, happened.
She got skin tears.
She got fucking bruises and shit. It's like, where's my walker?
I tore that shit up.
God. Alright, we're gonna get kicked off the air. We gotta get up.
Jesus Christ. This is what was good about the panel. They were like, you bitch, you got 5 minutes.
Alright, we're out of here.
Alright, everyone. So, thanks for listening. Like we said, hit up those events. Check them out if you have time. If you're from the Detroit area, thanks for coming out to the panel. Like you said, hit up Bazookies.
They have a Snapchat at Bazookies. Oh, they have an Instagram. I followed that shit.
He said, I'm paying for the premium Snapchat.
$10 a month, y'all. It's worth it.
All right, so, yeah, thanks for hanging out with us again. We really appreciate it. We know this shit was kind of off the rails a little bit today, but sometimes that's what we need to do.
Shout out to all the money lost at We spent more money there than we did at the con.
One of us spent more money there. Yes. Yo, you know how much equipment we could have got? We could have a studio right now. Man, fuck you, bro. We're gonna whoop his ass next time.
Those additional fees, bro. I put $60. I'm like $75. Bro, $15 for a fee? Yo, his fees were like, he didn't drop $700, he dropped like a G.
Shut up, bro.
He only dropped $25.
No, he got a fucking edit. Stupid bitch.
Alright, hurry up.
Man, thanks for listening. We've been Not Your Average
Nerds. Damn, dude, that hurt.
Yeah, that's right. That's how hard I hit. That was about 15%. Alright, we've been Not Your Average Nerds. Hope you've liked it. Listening, leave us some feedback.
RIP to them.
Thanks for hanging out. We really appreciate you all. Have a good week, and we will see you next. We'll hang out with you next week.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah. Love you. Love you. Kisses.
Yeah, bye-bye.
See you, ladies.